What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. This is a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to video games, nerd culture, or anything surrounding those topics. My name is The Real Spoons, also known as Matty Juice, Matty the Kid, the Cutlery Kid, or The Drill. And across from me here, as always, is Baggeroni, Macaroni. What's going on, Mr. Chris Bags?
Not much. You always have the crazy names. I just have nothing.
You're Macaroni Baggeroni.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. We need someone to Photoshop a piece of macaroni on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming that you have a picture of his face.
I mean, it's on the Nookshots Network website.
It's true. Nookshots.com. We are a part of the Nookshots Network. You can support us at patreon.com/nookshots and get these episodes early if you would like.
Possibly the pop charts.
Yeah, and the pop charts episodes, which will be coming out soon, where we rank different Pop-Tarts, hence the name Pop-Charts. And you can check out nookshots.com for all of our links and stuff, our Twitter, all that jazz. But how you doing, Bangs? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm okay.
Yeah? We just recorded an episode of the Just Because podcast.
We did.
That went well.
It was fun.
A lot of good topics.
The show's always fun.
It is, yeah. We had a nice rhythm going, you know?
I've noticed since we've done these more and more, our rhythm is better. Mm-hmm. Even with this show, too, like, it's just better.
Some would say we've perfected the podcast rhythm.
I think maybe.
And as some people, as in me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm all that matters.
Oh, okay.
But we like to start the show off here by talking about what we've been playing lately. So I'll throw it over to you, Bags. What video games have you been diving into, trying out? Maybe some games that you haven't played in a while that resurfaced, or perhaps games that you are consistently playing. Let me know what you've been doing.
So I played some Celeste. I'm at the very end. I was playing it last night. I'm like, I wanted to beat it to come in today and be like, I knocked the game off my backlog. It's over. But then I was just kept dying and dying and dying. I was getting later and later and later. I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to go to bed. So I am at the very end, though. I'll beat that probably by the next episode.
Is that on your Switch?
Finally. No, I got it free on the Epic Store. It's a free game in the Epic Store. I wish it was on Switch because that game is awesome. Like it's. I know it's a 2-year-old game, I think, at this point. I know it's on Switch.
Oh, you just don't
have it. I just don't have it on Switch.
Gotcha.
2-year-old game at this point. Everybody who's played it knows it's awesome. Just a really good game. For me, it's kind of relatable where I am in life right now. So it just resonates. What else?
How close would you say you are to the end?
Oh, very close.
Yeah.
Like right at the end.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you'll finish it before PAX.
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
What else have I played recently? Not much. It's like the same shit every time. I do a video game podcast and I don't play a lot of video games. But I did play some Mario Kart with some buddies. It was fun. Yeah, I won almost all the time.
Good.
What else? I played some Thumper. You ever hear that game, Thumper? Not the drinking game.
Oh, I've heard of the drinking game. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, so there's a game. I think it's on everything. It's like a rhythm game.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You're like this beetle on a track.
Yeah.
And you have to like do certain maneuvers to like get through the course and then get to a boss. And if you hit perfect rhythm, you'll kill the boss and go.
Oh, cool. What'd you play that on?
Switch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Switch. Nice. So that was cool. Played that at a buddy's house as well. More Celeste at the same time.
Yeah.
We just finished up our first playthrough of Resident Evil 2.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get more into that. But if you guys don't know, we like to play Resident Evil games. Because we weren't PlayStation kids or anything like that. Like, we didn't play those games when they first came out. So we like to play them as like a group.
Yep.
So we beat Resident Evil 7 as a group. We just did our first playthrough of Resident Evil 2 as a group. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to doing some Leon.
Yep.
And then Resident Evil 3 is in March. So it's like we'll just have Leon and then just jump into 3.
Yeah, I'm down.
So that'll be fun.
Nice.
I have my shit I need to play. I need to beat Sekiro, Zelda, Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah, I gotta do that as well.
There's a couple other games that I want to jump back into. I've actually, because I watched The Witcher, kind of want to play Witcher 3 now.
You should.
I have it, so I should play it, and I need to beat Star Wars Fallen
beat
Order.
Beat Star Wars first before you jump into The Witcher.
Sure. I should beat Sekiro first, then Star Wars, and then see where I'm at. Yeah. I've heard I kind of want to beat Doom 2016. I played a bunch
of
that
game. You ready for Eternal?
Because I hear Eternal is awesome.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
I've heard Eternal. I heard Eternal. If Eternal came out in November when it was supposed to, it could have won Game of the Year last year.
That's what people are saying?
That's what I heard.
Interesting.
So Eternal, I might have to get it. And then Animal Crossing is the same day as Eternal. So we'll see.
It's going to be tough to choose between the two. You know?
They're
so different.
I know. I know. So we'll see. We'll see what I actually get to play. But hopefully I get to play more video games. My time is kind of freeing up for the moment, and then I'm going to get really busy again, and then it'll free up again. So,
you know, you might be able to play Animal Crossing and Doom at PAX, perhaps.
Ooh, you know? I would totally play some Doom.
Because I'm sure they'll have it.
We should try and remember everything we play at PAX so we can, like, report back for the show.
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to take notes.
Yeah, you
know, like,
good,
what I play
good.
And, like, how I,
it's like
Captain's a rating,
log.
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that. Yeah, I should. Captain's Log. just play Doom Eternal. Shit my pants.
But that's it for me, really. Nice. I have been playing a little more just casual stuff like Celeste. And like
so one thing I want to do, and I mentioned this before, is sometimes I want to assign us to play the same game on Game Pass, perhaps.
Yeah.
And then, like, we'll report back the next episode. Regardless, like, you don't have to beat the game, obviously, but just, like, how you felt about it.
Uh-huh.
So been thinking about doing that. And I think a game we should try is Children of Morta. And I have not played it.
Never heard of it.
So I did play like 2 minutes of it at PAX one of the years. And it's like a roguelite.
Okay.
And it has like local co-op, I think, but no online co-op. But apparently it's really good. It's on Game Pass. It's like recently added.
Okay.
So the challenge is, for our next episode, and we'll see if we can do that. We just play it as much as you can, maybe even if it's just one night, if you're just trying it out. Because I don't even know if it's good, but I've heard it's good.
Children of Morta?
Yeah, you'll see, if you open the Game Pass app, it'll be like right
on
the front.
PC?
Yep,
it's on PC. Because my Xbox is not hooked up.
Yeah, it's on PC. I haven't installed, actually. I just haven't played it yet.
Okay, so I'll install it.
Yeah, so that's the challenge, all
right?
And if next episode you didn't play it, that's fine. I win.
Oh,
you know,
what
I
do you win?
Well, if I maybe I won't play it by the next episode. Who knows? But as far as what I've been playing a good amount of a lot of things. Okay?
A lot of things, yeah.
So Escape from Tarkov, I'm playing some of that.
Yeah.
And I also decided the other day to boot up Fortnite, and I played one match, and I died.
Yeah.
Some guy shot a rocket at me, and then he just shot me one more time, and I just died. And I was just like, you know what? I am not good enough to play this game right now, and I quit. And I decided to boot up Rocket League, which I've been playing a good amount of, and that's been a lot of fun. But there's also another game that has snuck into the rotation here. That's a game that I know you have been you've been wanting to play it, and another one of our buddies is wanting to play it, and I played it with our buddy, Apex Legends.
Yeah.
Okay, so I played some Apex, and our other buddy Rick also played some Apex separately.
Yeah.
And then the other day, I saw you were at his house filling out stuff for your new apartment, and I messaged him to see if he wanted to play Apex, because I saw he was on Discord. And then he said, not right now. And then he came on later, and we played with our buddy Pat. We had the three stack right there, and it was a grand old time. It was a great time, you know. We didn't win, at least when I was on, but it was, you know what, Apex?
It was fun.
It holds up,
I've been wanting to play it again, so maybe I'll play some this weekend. I'm pretty free Saturday, so
yeah.
Hopefully I can get some pecs in.
Yeah, get some pecs, yeah. some pecs ledge. But a lot of fun. You know, we played on the new map, which is like not that new, but like it's new to us.
It's new to you, yeah.
So it's like a learning curve there. It's got a train on it that you can take around the map, which
is
kind of cool. Yeah. So that's been fun. That's been a good time. I've also played a little bit of Spider-Man PS4.
Doing just, what? Because you beat it. You're just trying to plat?
I'm just doing activities, you know? It's like, oh, there's a demon warehouse I haven't done. Let me go over there and just do that. Just because it's so much just fun to play.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, you know. So I've just been doing some of that. Also Resident Evil 2, obviously. And I feel like there's one more game that I'm forgetting. Oh, I booted up Gears 5.
Oh, really?
Because this weekend you can get a... Or well, I guess starting like the other day until the end of this weekend, I guess, you can get an execution if you like win 3 matches of their special event. And what the execution is like you like rip off the guy's head and you throw it like a football.
Oh, that's cool.
It's for the Super Bowl, yeah. So the guy's on the ground, rip it off, throw it like a football. So I was like, oh, I only have to win like 3 matches. Let me try that. I played 1 match. I won, no problem. And like, I played 2 more matches, and like my teammates were just like, it's like they'd never played before. And I just got frustrated. I was like, you know what? I'm not playing this right now. So I just got upset. But apparently they're working on fixing their ranking system, which is the big deterrent for me, where it's like, you know, I do so well in a match, and like I'd end up like D-ranking.
Yeah.
Even if I won, like it was just terrible. So that they're apparently they're working on fixing that, and once they do, I'll probably play a little bit more of it. But yeah, that was just annoying. I also tried to play DayZ.
How'd that go?
So for whatever reason, when I launch either Escape from Tarkov or DayZ, it crashes OBS, so my stream ends, and I have to reopen it.
Oh, that's
so
annoying.
I opened up DayZ, not knowing that would happen, and then it crashed my stream, and I was like, fuck DayZ, and I just closed it. So I didn't play it because I was like, goddamn stupid game. So yeah, that happened. Trying to think. I'm looking at my computer right here. What else did I play? I think that was it. I think that's most of the games. I did contemplate playing Titanfall 2, and I also contemplated playing Assassin's Creed Origins, because I have that on Uplay.
Oh, yeah, so do I. I got through
still installed,
like a,
I think.
I got through like the first quarter probably of the game.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped. Cause yeah. I think I've bitched about my issues with like that game before. Like open, my issues with just open world games as a whole.
Yeah.
Like I hate it when I just want to play the story in those games. Like, I don't care about leveling my guy up. Like I don't want to fucking find like 5 bear pelts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want to fucking play the story. And I got to a part where I couldn't beat it cause it wasn't high enough level for the story part. So
you're like, fuck that.
Yeah,
you know,
just
yeah,
kind of stopped.
Yeah. It's definitely annoying.
Side tangent a little bit. A game I'm kind of interested in playing because of kind of funny. Patapon 2.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I just.
Why?
I was just watching their first impressions of it. I'm like, this looks like it'd be fun. Just like a little jump in, jump out type game. I wish it was on the Switch. If it was on the Switch,
oh,
I'd get
yeah
it. But for PlayStation,
I haven't watched some of it, but just from what I've heard
like
about
a,
it,
it's just like
it's
a
like,
rhythm.
Why?
It's a rhythm game.
Yeah, you're gonna use like, rhythm games now, huh? You
I
like
mean,
the rhythm.
Fun.
Yeah,
they're fun.
You should play Leisure Suit Larry.
I brought Cadence of Hyrule, and I really didn't give that game its due diligence.
Yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry, that's not a rhythm game.
Oh, it is. All right. You make up your own rhythm.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've never played that game. I make jokes about it, but I've never played
neither
it. Yeah.
Have I. Mm. Never seen it once.
But yeah, so we can get into some Resident Evil 2. So basically the way it went down is we met up on a Saturday. We played for
oh, yeah,
a
like
few hours.
Like what we do with Resident Evil games.
Yeah, and then we didn't... like we maybe got like halfway through, and then we met up the following week on Sunday, and we beat the game. We did Claire's story. Right. We did Claire's story the first run. The second run apparently has different encounters, different encounters.
I
and
guess
a different
to get
ending.
Like complete everything, you need to do 2 runs with each character.
Right. So,
like I said, we've never played Resident Evils. Like we didn't play when we were kids. So like I know this is a remake. And actually, the remake is kind of old at this point.
Yeah.
But we like to do it together, and we finally got around to doing it.
Our first kind of experience was 7.
Yes.
When we played that together. And that was just kind of like, just because it was getting good reviews.
It was getting the hype around it. And it's like, when we did 7, we thought, we'll just do this with a bunch of horror games. And when we did it with 7, we started with more people.
Yeah.
But nobody hangs around long enough to see the game through. So,
yeah.
There's just 3 of us, and we play it through. And
yep.
And yeah.
It was a good time. So, first impressions. Let's just get your 0 out of 10 score for right now.
For Resident Evil 2?
And yeah. Like how you felt
right now without playing Leon or nothing.
Correct. Like how did you feel about, like, give me the 0 out of 10 score and then just like a reason, like why you gave it that score.
I'm going to say 7. I'm going to say 7.
7.
Yeah.
This was a contender for Game of the Year.
I know, but I don't think Remake should be Game of the Year.
All right. This is the greatest Resident Evil game that they've made. You know that, right? It's regarded as the best Resident Evil game, apparently.
I like 7 better. But I didn't play the other ones back then, so I don't have that nostalgic feel for them like maybe some other people do. I was going to say 8. I don't know. It might, after we play Leon, it might go up.
Yeah.
It was fun. I don't really have any gripes with it. Like going from 7 to 2, 7 is a scarier game. Like I think 7's scarier. It's first person, like... Each area you got to deal with, like, the person following you and shit. You only have to do that for so long in 2. Like, you don't have to deal with that. In 2, I felt like you had more stuff at your disposal. Like, you had more items. You had more stuff. And we could have gotten even more. Like, we could have got a machine gun and shit, and we just didn't. In Resident Evil 7... I'm just comparing to 7 because that's the only other one I played. Like, you don't have as much, like, resources.
Scarce.
Like, I remember using the knives a lot. And, like, I hate how in Resident Evil 2 the knives couldn't really take down zombies.
Yeah.
I had to shoot them. At least in 7, you could use the knife to, like... fight the blob monsters or whatever, fungi. They have a name, and it's escaping me.
Yeah, I forget what it's called too.
The spore, I think, maybe something like that.
Something like that.
But that was like I still really like 2, and it might go up to an 8 or a 9 after I play Leon and maybe a second playthrough of Claire. I liked Claire as a character. Like, I thought she was cool. I like how consumable the story was. Like, I think we beat it in 7 hours. Like, that's not long at all. Like, that's pretty easy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, it might go up after we play Leon. I think we play Claire because it was recommended. Like, Claire is the optimal.
The molded.
The molded.
That's what they're called.
I knew it was something weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I liked it. There's still, like, questions. Like, what the fuck was up with Mr. X? And maybe they answer that with Leon. Like, maybe he's more on Leon's side. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the boss you fight instead of the other guy. I didn't think he was dead. Spoilers, I guess, for Resident Evil 2, if you didn't play it. But, you know, I won't get into it. But, yeah, that was my thoughts. And actually, there was some Resident Evil 8 news after you.
Werewolves.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
What would you
So, I would rate Resident Evil 2 Remake Claire's Story Side Playthrough 1 as probably, I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I thought that there were, you know, going into it, I was like, all right, this is going to be like a lot less scary because it's not first person compared to Resident Evil 7.
It was. And I didn't think it was as scary, but still scarier than I thought it was going to be.
I still found that, there were still moments of like, oh shit. Like, they did a good job as far as like, you know, camera angles and like the way the creatures sort of approach you.
I mean,
and
in the beginning
like
of the game, if you knock one down, like, you think it's dead, like it's not dead.
Right.
You know, I mean, towards the end of the game, you're kind of wise on that, so you don't deal with it. But
one of the things, so I really enjoyed that part, especially, like, there were a few times where you would think someone was dead, you'd walk by and they'd grab you, and that was, like, a great moment. But the thing that kind of like bothered me the most is like once you get a certain point in the game, it's like you just want them to die, and you're just like putting ammo into their head over and over like zombies.
That was
and
redundant.
Like they just don't die. Like, and it's like come on, like you should be dead.
That's annoying to me too. Like you're not scaring me. Like that factor's gone. Like. I've already put half my ammo into your brain, and you're still not dead. Like
for me, when it comes to like Resident Evil 7, like with those the molded, and like the they would do that where they just wouldn't die.
But they weren't.
But
like,
that's fine.
They were like
I'm,
creatures.
I'm
they
saying, yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Is like that was okay because like they don't look human. You know,
right.
Like you don't. You, it was sort of more acceptable because like you're like, all right, these are like alien things or whatever.
Yeah.
But overall, like I thought the gameplay was good. I've really like have fallen in love with the way Resident Evil does like their puzzles.
Yeah, I know you're gonna say that.
Because it reminds me so much of like it gives me like a Zelda feeling.
I know. Yeah, because we talked about that when we played Resident Evil 7 when it first came out, and I think was that right before when did 7 come out? Was Breath of the Wild out at the time?
Let's see. Resident Evil 7 came out January 24,
2017.
When did we play it, though? That's the question.
I think we played it, like, around when it came out.
Okay. So
When did the Switch come out?
Nintendo Switch release date. March 2017. So, yeah, this was before Zelda.
So, I'm pretty sure we played this before Zelda came out because I remember turning to you and saying, like, I want to play a Zelda game now because of these puzzles.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I knew it was coming. Like, the Switch was close
at
the time. So,
the thing that makes me, like, pretty happy is that, you know, we played, like, even though we kind of, like, played it backwards, playing Resident Evil 2. And seeing the type of puzzles that were in there, and they were able to still bring those
to seven,
like all the way through. I assume, you know, like you still get that same feeling of like, you know, trial and error, like figure this out. Like, well, where are we? Where do we need to go? Like, where have we been? You know, like looking at the map and like, you know, just getting like these little hints here and there, where what we need to do. Like they do such a great job with that, and I thought that that's really like a big part of Resident Evil that's like hooked me.
It
was like I'm excited to play 3 because I'm like, oh, what type of puzzles are they gonna
have? You play one by yourself? Like we've only played them together. Like would you? Like we're not the biggest horror game people, so
I don't think it's so much like I wouldn't play it because it's horror. It's just like I like now that I played it with like people.
You just like,
I like playing
you like
it with
that
people.
Style of
yeah,
game
like switching
with people.
Off the controller and like. Because we're all trying to figure out what we need to do, and I like that part. Like, if it was just me by myself, like, I feel like if a puzzle became too hard, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to switch games right now.
Yeah,
I'll come back to this later, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Because the puzzles are more difficult than Zelda puzzles, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah, kind of.
Because, like, I feel like...
You're less powerful, so if...
Yeah,
you know.
And we've been groomed to, like, understand Zelda the way Zelda works. And, we're not really groomed to, like... No Resident Evil puzzles that well.
Yeah.
Not yet, at least. But yeah,
I liked it. I'm happy that we didn't play those games then so we can play them now, like these remakes. I think, like, it feels like to us, you know, I said I don't think a remake should win Game of the Year, but to us that feels like a brand new game.
Yeah.
Because it's not a remaster, like, it's straight up, like, from the ground up remake. It makes me excited for 3, you know, like that's really soon too. Like I think Resident Evil 3 Remake comes out in like a month.
What's the deal with 1? Is like 1 Resident Evil 1 not like loved or something?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Cuz all I know is that people say, "Oh, Resident Evil 2 is like the best one." It's like, "Well, did 1 have a lot of issues maybe? Like why hasn't it been remastered?" You know what I mean? Like, if I look at, like, Gear... Well, I guess, you know, like, Halo. They remastered Halo 2 before they did... Like, they didn't remaster Halo 1, I don't think.
So, Resident Evil 3 comes out April 3rd.
Oh, okay. So, they might have that at PAX.
Maybe.
That's a month before we go to PAX, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, they might
they
have.
They might
it.
Have Doom Eternal, Animal Crossing, and Resident Evil 3. Ooh, Jesus Christ, that'd be we're cool. Gonna be in a lot of fucking lines. Good thing we're going 2 days.
I know, right? So Resident Evil 8 stuff, like,
yeah.
So they're saying like rumors of like what it could be are coming up, and it's like it you're gonna go through multiple terrains, like snowy mountains and all this other shit, and like werewolves and stuff. And it said, from what I heard, they're going away from the spored or molded,
yeah,
and going back to traditional zombies.
Apparently, people didn't like the molded. From what I
yeah, because like, it was like my cousin was a big Resident Evil fan. Like he loves Resident Evil 4. Like yeah. 4, he really liked, and he didn't like 7. He didn't like first person. He didn't like the zombie that they weren't zombies, shit like that. Like I guess for us it's different because we didn't play any of the other ones, but I liked that it was first person. Personally,
me too. I thought it was scarier.
Yeah,
because of that, you know.
So I think the rumors that I heard was that 8 was going to still be first person. They weren't going to go back to third, and like Chris Redfield was going to be in it, who is Claire's brother, and he's in the end of 7. Like he picks you up or whatever when Umbrella, whatever, shows up to get Ethan, who you play as in 7.
Yeah.
And the rumors were that Ethan still was going to be involved in this story moving forward. So
apparently, Kamor in my chat was saying that Ethan will be back.
Yeah, that's what they said. Like he would be back. I don't know who you play as. If they said that, I missed it. If you play as Chris Redfield, if you play as Ethan.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I know in Resident Evil 3, you don't play as Claire and Leon. Like, the games take place almost simultaneously, just in different parts of Raccoon City.
Yeah.
So...
Also, let me just say, why was that the city name that they
Raccoon
chose?
Raccoon City?
Like,
I don't know.
I hear Raccoon City, and I think, like, is that a Sly Cooper city? Or, like, is that, like, a Crash... Like a cartoony game
Raccoon
city?
Raccoon City sounds lovely.
Yeah.
You ever watch Robot Chicken?
Yes.
And you see, there's a skit, and I don't know if you know it, if you've seen this, but it's a Mario Kart skit, and Yoshi, like, leaves, and he drives to Raccoon City.
Oh, I feel like I remember
and
this,
He sees, like, the sign. He goes, Raccoon City sounds lovely, and then he immediately gets just devoured by zombies.
Speaking of the zombies, though, I feel like in Resident Evil 7, the reason they did the mold is because, like, the zombie thing is so played out now.
Yeah.
And it's like, I find that weird that, like, people didn't like that. I mean, I understand the nostalgic parts of it, but it's like,
I mean,
there's so many zombie games.
The mold thing fit for the story of that game. Mm-hmm. I guess the G-Virus, and forgive me if, because we're not Resident Evil, like, fanboys. We don't know the backstories. We don't know any of that. But the G-Virus, I guess, like caused the zombie shit. Like, that's why people were turning, I guess. And then, I don't really know. I guess, I don't think they even explained where the virus or whatever came from 7. Like, the girl was part, like, Umbrella Corp did something to the girl who, like, spread the plague or whatever that caused that family to go nuts, but then then create the molded. I don't really know. You know?
I don't know either.
Speaking of that, I think there's Chris Redfield DLC for 7 that we never played.
I think so, too.
Like, we played the first DLC, and then the Chris Redfield stuff we didn't play.
There's also a different ending we didn't play.
Of 7?
Yeah, remember? Like,
really?
You choose, you split.
Oh, I know, but I think I looked up the other ending. Because you could pick between the girls.
Which one you want to save, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder which one's the true ending, and if it matters in 8, because if you play as Ethan, or if Ethan's involved,
because
you played as Ethan in 7, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just know in 2017, Resident Evil 7 was in my top, list of games that year.
It was fantastic. I think that Resident Evil 7, for a lot of people, probably was if they've never played it before, that was their entry, because... It was first. I know it sounds weird, but it's like there were so many first person horror games.
And I think,
out.
When did 6 come out? I think it was a big gap between Resident Evil games.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I wonder. So is this going to be the first Resident Evil game that's actually like.
Yeah, so Resident Evil 6 came out in 2012.
Is Resident Evil 8 going to be the one that's actually a sequel?
I don't know, because I don't know what 4... I don't know anything about 4.
Four, five, or six.
Yeah, like, I don't know anything about those games, so I don't know who you play as or whatever.
Also, can we just say, like, how fantastic is it that the seventh, like, entry into a series is that good?
I know, right?
Like, that's not easy to do, you know? Like, I know people love Final Fantasy VII, and there's a bunch of them now, but it's not like every series can even do seven games. It's like Resident Evil is like one of those.
So,
like,
so in Resident Evil 6, you play again as Claire and Leon, and then a third character.
Hmm. Really?
Wait, no. Do you play as Claire? No. Players control several characters over three separate stories. Three separate story campaigns. Longtime protagonists Leon S. Kennedy and Chris Redfield, alongside newcomers such as Jake Mueller. So I guess in like the Leon. Different games, you play as different people. So in 6, you play as Leon, Chris Redfield, and this other guy. So I don't know. And like, I'm not probably not going to play these games unless they get remade.
Yeah.
Again.
I honestly like
I know in 3 you don't play as Claire, or you play as some two other people.
I honestly feel like it's really cool. Like I sort of wish more games like told stories like that, where it's like, all right, this is their story. The next game, we're going to focus on these other people, and then maybe we'll come back to one of those people later.
Where they tie in.
Right, yeah. Like,
kind of like,
so
like how the Claire story, like you see Leon in the beginning, and then he disappears, and then he shows up for a second in the middle.
Right.
And then he comes out back at the end. Like, what if he just pops in?
Like, I feel like it's so hard, like, just for the longevity of a game, if you're just doing sequel after sequel after sequel. So, like, I'm thinking of Gears, I'm thinking of Halo.
Yeah.
Like, people haven't liked the latest of series as much
Halo,
as the early
Halo
ones.
Kind of did that, I guess, with Reach and ODST, but not really.
Yeah, but those
were
like almost spin-off games. Like, those weren't like
you don't see Master Chief in those games. You know? I mean, same thing with Gears Judgment, right? Like, you don't see. I think you hear Marcus over an intercom once.
It.
Like, you don't see anything else with
him. But could you imagine, like, for example, like Gears, since we like know that one, like Gears 1 focused on Marcus's story, Gears 2 maybe that was like, you know, Baird's story, maybe that was like Judgment's story, you know, like Gears 3 was Cole, you know, like they they were still intertwined.
That'd be interesting. And then like you can if that's all around the same time like period, you don't you have 3 or 4 games that are
right.
You know, you don't have any time that went by,
and
you still have room to tell the story,
and you don't have like any, like you have like very minimal restrictions as far as what you can do, because you're not like, oh, the last game, like this person said this, so that means we can't do it this game, like, you know, or like this happened last game. It's like, because it's a parallel story. That's like, you know, I don't know. I kind of like that about Resident Evil, you know, and I
it's like
wish
their
more
sequels are not. They're numbered as sequels, but they're not sequels to the character's story.
Right. They
it's
don't
more,
take place
it's
after.
More of the world's story than the character's story.
Yeah, it's like they're piecing it all together. Because
you have like so many main characters. I'm such a noob. I don't even know. Like in Resident Evil 1, who do you even play as?
Oh, it's John McClane.
Is it Chris Redfield, I'd assume?
No, it's John McClane.
That's no.
Yeah. You don't even know who John McClane is, do you?
Yeah, he's from
Die
Hard.
Oh my God, you've never seen it though.
No, I know.
How'd you know John McClane? Huh? How'd you know?
I just knew, dude.
Okay. Nagasaki Tower? Is that it?
Who do you play as in Resident Evil 1?
Resident Evil 1 Remake. Let's see.
Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine.
Also, can we just say,
I think Jill Valentine is who you play as in 3. Mm-hmm. So that's like, it's like up and down, like all over.
For how much, because Resident Evil is made by Capcom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil, one of the most beloved franchises of all time, right?
Yeah.
They've had so many hits. People love it. Monster Hunter World is still the best-selling
Capcom game.
Yeah,
because it's not a horror game. I think like the Resident Evil games are,
but still,
quote unquote horror.
Like Monster Hunter, like from what I remember, was like, you know, there was like a 3DS game.
Yeah, it's got like huge following because of that, though.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm just saying that, like, you know, you ask people, you ask like, I don't know, an above average gamer, like, top five franchises of all time, and like chances are Resident Evil is going to be mentioned if they were a PlayStation kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, but like Monster Hunter still, Monster Hunter World at least, like that's just amazing to me still.
Yeah. No. I think because Monster Hunter is a more like, I don't want to say Resident Evil is a niche game, but just because it's horror,
yeah,
I think it limits its base a little bit, and that's why Monster Hunter is a bigger title. Right.
Yeah. I understand it, you know. I just like part of me, I understand like it's great for us to play these remakes because like we never played them before. But like, part of me was also like, oh, if I only had a PS2 when I was growing up.
I know, I had one and like, I didn't play it.
Yeah, like I'm just like, you know, it would have been so cool to like have that nostalgia,
yeah,
you know, because it's such like a beloved franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I probably feel like that for a lot of like Sony games in general.
Yeah.
But
and there's some like the Battlefronts and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just pure Sony games, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to break for an ad here, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So, thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy this ad, and we will be back in just a moment. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. Back. Thank you for listening to that ad there.
I'm back.
You know, remember, every ad listen you listen to gets us one penny closer to retirement. So we appreciate it.
Penny.
You know? By listening to this podcast, you're actually helping us not do this podcast because we will retire on a beach if we get enough ad listens.
I would retire and just keep doing the show because I think they're fun.
Listen. You can keep up with this charade that the shows are fun, but we know they're not.
I don't understand how some of these places like do shows all day. Like we do 2 hours of podcasting.
Yeah.
Once every 2 weeks. We'd like to do a little more, but once every 2 weeks we do 2 hours. And I don't know about you, but my voice gets kind of tired.
Dude, yeah, it's work.
I don't know if it's because we're doing them back to back, like without any break. But when we start kind of late, so it's like we can't wait that long
because
it's like work tomorrow, you know.
Well, also like, well, one of the reasons like because you had asked this week like, you know, what day works or whatever, so like I said Thursday because it's like tomorrow's Friday, you know? So it's like a little bit better. Like if we were like recording like a Monday, it'd be like
fucking week done.
But at least like, you know, tomorrow's Friday, you know, and maybe in the future we'll just do Friday recordings or something like that.
I mean, maybe it's
make
up to you.
Make it easier. Yeah, yeah. I know. I got to talk to the.
It's up to you, dog.
The old ball chain.
Doggy dog.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we wanted to talk about a topic that you were thinking about. Regarding the Witcher show and some inspiration from The Witcher.
Yeah, so I finished The Witcher recently, and I actually really liked it to the point where I thought about getting the books on Audible or or even reading it or playing the game. Again, I started it. I never beat it. I really liked the show, and the show, I don't know if you know this. The show didn't take place during the games. Like, it takes place before that, during the books. It takes all book stuff.
Yeah, because he knows. Oh, he doesn't know Ciri yet.
And he just meets Yennefer, too. So,
Yennefer?
I'm kind of stealing this topic from another podcast, but I thought it was interesting. Like, what video game, like, franchise do you think would make a good, like, Netflix-style show?
This is easy.
What?
It's fucking easy.
Is it Gears? You're going to say Gears?
It's Destiny. Okay.
No, it's not. Destiny's not easy.
Because
you don't have a character to follow.
We talked about this before.
I know we did.
All right. Destiny would be fine. There's a lot of lore.
There's a lot of lore, yeah, but there's no, like,
fine. You want another answer?
Main character, yeah.
It wouldn't be Gears, all right? It would not. I would love a Gears one. I just don't think people would watch it, so it ended up getting canceled anyway. You know, God of War would be cool. I don't really want that, though.
That's what this spurned off of, because Netflix tweeted, you know, what other show. I think it was Netflix. What other video game show? And Corey Barlog said God of War.
Yeah.
And that's where the topic came from.
Yeah. honestly, there isn't like a Sony game that I would want. Like, not even like Horizon.
Or Last of Us?
No, I feel like Last of Us.
What if it was in the Last of Us world, but it's different characters?
Still, like, I feel like it's, people are going to be like, oh, this is too similar to like The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Like, they're not going to care enough.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
And Horizon, I also feel like.
It's just a post-apocalyptic kind of like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I also feel like it
didn't. I'm straight up stealing this from Kind of Funny, but I like the topic. So what if they did God of War, but it's between 3 and the new one,
right,
where he is like finding himself kind of, and he's going to the different like areas, like, you know how he was a Greek god and he went to wherever,
yep,
and he meets the girl and has Atreus and all that shit. Like, what if it was that time in between 3 and the new one where like it's not documented? Like, what if the show took place then?
No, that'd be fine. It obviously depends how well they would execute something like that, you know.
Like how he gets the Leviathan axe and shit.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
I mean, that would be cool.
Do they mention
definitely.
How he gets it? Is it her axe? It might be her axe.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I have to replay that game. It's been on my like, I need to replay it.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I'm trying to stay away from like saying a Sony exclusive because I feel like that's also like such an easy answer because they are such great stories,
uh-huh,
you know. And it doesn't necessarily need to be something that's live action either.
Spyro,
you know, yeah, Spyro.
Perfect. Well, they're actually doing a Witcher movie on Netflix, yeah, but it's animated,
mm-hmm,
and it's gonna. I think it ties in with the show, but it's a different time period.
Yeah,
I don't know. I wonder if Henry Cavill's gonna do the voice.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
It's a fuck.
Yeah. Hmm. We should just have like a whole episode.
I watched an interview, and not to get sidetracked, but a lot of the like the grunts that he does, he just did them. Like,
oh really?
Like instead of saying a line, maybe he would just grunt, and he's like, it was up to the other actors to just riff off my grunt. I'm like, okay,
that's good. Yeah. That's awesome. Let's see, what game would be a good show? Oh my god, this is an answer that I'm not prepared for.
Just say Resident Evil.
No.
Even though there are Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, there are. I'm not going to say Assassin's Creed because they did a movie on that.
I never saw that whole movie. They also did a Prince of Persia movie that was with Jake Gyllenhaal.
There was a Prince of Persia. Oh, right. Yeah, and there was. Not going to say Pokemon because that's an easy fucking answer,
well,
right?
That's animated. It already exists.
Detective Pikachu?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Boom! Forgot about
Sonic
that.
The Hedgehog!
Detective Pikachu was great, though.
I know. I saw it. I'm going to see. I might see Sonic the Hedgehog on Valentine's Day by myself.
Yeah?
Maybe not by myself.
Yeah, you won't go by yourself.
But, I'd like to
you
see
it. You
should
do it with
weekend.
Your pants off.
Oh,
in the
okay.
theater, you
yeah.
know, I'm sure like half the people in there.
How did you survive that? I have no idea.
And he doesn't look like a fucking creepy alien cat, whatever the hell he was. Jesus Christ. Let's see. You know, that's a tough question. Hold on, I gotta look
up. Gotta look
up. Something.
I mean, Zelda would be
see,
cool.
I was thinking of that, but I also feel like he doesn't talk.
Yeah,
like I don't know what that would be and how weird. They've already made like a Zelda TV show before as well.
I mean, that was animated, I think. Actually, I don't know. I don't
know. No, I think it was animated, yeah. They've done like Mario TV shows and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think on like HBO and some other obscure channel on the weekends that they play those cartoons.
Yeah. You know what I think would be a really cool
one?
You
wouldn't like Halo? Like Halo? No.
Halo, I think, would be fine. I just feel like Halo, people, I mean, well, there is a Halo TV show, isn't there?
They did like...
or something. Steven Spielberg.
They did like... I mean, it was in the works, a movie or a TV show, I forget. But I know a while back, they did like shorts like of things. Like it wasn't... Master Chief, I think, was in the very end, but...
Yeah,
like it was a squad that you followed.
Here's one, Titanfall.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I feel like at least if you've ever played you haven't played the Titanfall 2 campaign. But like I said, I keep saying it's literally one of the best FPS stories I've ever played.
I know I should get around to it,
and it's not that long to be honest. It's
I'm
like,
gonna have
it
on
I wish
Xbox.
It was longer.
I gotta like boot up my Xbox.
Yeah. But it's on sale a lot, actually, on the Origin, because it's like old, and you can get it for $5 or something like that. Okay. But I feel like the relationship between like the Titan and the pilot could like really make
it's
a
like
good
a Zoid.
Yeah, sort of. You know, it could make like a cool show. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's not really like a main character that I know of in Titanfall.
No, but that world, I think, is like expansive enough that you could like immerse yourself.
Something else that I was thinking of, too, was like Dark Souls. Or it's like how like it would be so cool because I'm thinking of like The Witcher when he was like killing things or whatever.
Yeah.
Like
the Butcher of Vatican.
That could happen in Dark Souls. Yeah. But like, what would happen in between? Because there's not really like a story so much in between when you're killing things because you're just killing more things.
It's just constant murder.
Yeah. So I don't know how well that would work. I'm looking at a list here like Sunset Overdrive. No.
I think they're doing that a Cuphead animated show.
They are, yeah. Sea of Thieves, no. Ori, no. Let's see.
I don't really even like Call of Duty. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe Call of Duty?
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like Call of Duty would be a little odd.
They could do an Assassin's Creed one. It would just have to be, like, a different take on, like, that world than what we've seen. Because, like, every game is a different character, right? Yeah. Maybe you go back to Desmond. Maybe he does something different, you know? Like something like that. I don't know.
Portal could be fun.
You know, that'd be cool.
Here's a good one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dead Space.
Oh, yeah.
Horror TV show.
Or Bioshock.
Bioshock. Yeah, I was also going to think
Bioshock's
that.
On PlayStation. Oh, I was just talking about that. I still pay for PlayStation Plus. The collection's on PlayStation Plus.
Get it.
So I might be playing some Bioshock. Welcome to the Circus of Value.
Here's
you
another play one. Bioshock. Not that much, though.
Yeah.
Overwatch.
I mean, there's lore there.
There is.
You know?
I'm going to keep looking at this list. Coming up with, there's some good ones here.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the best. This is a list of the 50 best video games of the 21st century.
Yeah.
You know what number 40 is? Gears 2.
Oh.
Made the list.
I think Gears would be a good one. Maybe like Pendulum War stuff.
They're making a movie.
Or yeah, officially. I mean, they keep saying that.
No, it's literally officially happening. Yeah.
And I not like, or maybe like in between like 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Like that'd be cool.
Like I said,
Bautista be it.
Act 2 of Gears 5 is the best act I've ever played in a Gears game.
Yeah.
And like, if they can do like that sort of storytelling for like a series, like a TV series, be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see.
Can't contain your excitement.
Let's see. There's other ones in here. There's other ones, Chris. Oh my God. Number 28 on this list is Wii Sports.
Oh yeah, it's a good show.
Great Wii
Sports.
Let's see.
The Butcher of Blaviken.
Fortnite.
You
know, honestly, I think Red Dead Redemption would make
a good TV show.
Be like Deadwood.
Yeah.
Deadwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like
GTA. Even.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, even maybe Grand Theft Auto. You never know.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You never know. They made a World of Warcraft movie.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. Well, it was just Warcraft.
Yeah.
But,
it was okay. Maybe a TV show would be better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have no idea. Skyrim.
Yeah, that I think would work.
Yeah, be very similar to The Witcher, though. I feel like.
But I think there's enough differences that it would work.
Yeah. Let's see. Wow, number 3 on this list, Dark Souls.
Really?
Yeah. Number 2 is Breath of the Wild. Number 1, the number 1 game of the 21st century on this list from TheGuardian.com. What do you think it is? You have to guess. The best game of the 21st century. It's a game that is everywhere.
Everywhere?
It's everywhere.
I was going to say
Skyrim,
but...
consumes people. Like, it is a game that's been around for a while. It consumes people. It is the best-selling game of all time, I believe.
Tetris?
No.
That's not a 21st century game, man.
Yeah. Well, Tetris 99. We can make a show of Tetris 99.
Best-selling game of all time?
I believe it took the reins of best-selling game of all time.
I don't know. What is it?
Minecraft.
Oh. Maybe. I mean, they do. They yeah. Kids would watch
it. They had a Minecraft Telltale with a Minecraft story
mode. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. I would probably watch a Minecraft show.
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
I gave The Witcher a shot, and I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
Kills a Kikimora in, like, the very beginning.
Yeah.
Stabs it in the face.
People forget about Minecraft, though.
I know.
Minecraft is
we forgot about Minecraft
huge.
When we did our Smash Brothers predictions.
I know.
Because neither of us
yeah.
said Minecraft Steve.
I know.
The chances of him being in there, I think, are pretty high.
Yeah. Actually, I saw people on Twitter today because, like, the Game Pass tweeted out games.
Oh, yeah.
New games. And someone was like, why is Minecraft not on Game Pass? And they're like, we're going to pass along that feedback. And I was like, yeah, why isn't Minecraft on Game Pass? Like, it's, you know,
it's
they own
weird.
It.
Yeah,
you know?
It's kind of
like,
weird.
Like, put it on there.
There was another character from that
conversation.
Yeah, that predictions thing that we left off, and I can't remember.
Let's see.
Who
you
it
know,
was.
I have a hair in my mouth right now.
That's gross.
I don't know where it's from.
It's a pube.
It's not a pube. It's not gray. Ha ha, gotcha.
They make Patapon a TV show.
Patapon. All right, let's see.
Splinter Cell.
I'm looking. Splinter Cell, yeah. Iron Man.
What's fucking.
Oh, the other
one
was Bomberman.
Oh.
That you said should be in
yeah,
Spanish.
Yeah, Bomberman. Metal Gear.
Yeah, Metal Gear is on this list, yeah. Could be a good one, you know. It's tough because, like, I feel like there's a lot of good opportunity, but you never know if a video game show is going to work. Because,
I mean, the stories are already fleshed out, and people love them for what they are. And it's like,
right.
The Witcher, I think, works because a lot of people didn't know the books, maybe, and they just knew the game, and then they get this other information about this franchise they love that they didn't know before.
Well, it's also, like, they know Game of Thrones is popular, so people aren't going to be like, this medieval stuff, like they're not into. Like, people are at least going to give it a shot if they like Game of Thrones.
Right.
You know? And like, especially if they hear, like, oh, you know, like, I've been watching The Witcher, it's been great. And if, like, you like Game of Thrones, you're going to be like, you know, oh, I've heard, like, about that game or whatever. Like, maybe I should check it out, you know, something like that. But it's, like, it's very difficult for a video game movie or TV show to, like, even be considered good.
I mean, I think The Witcher is, like, the best adaptation of something that I've seen. Like, I guess Detective Pikachu is pretty good, but that's a on one-off story about a game. Yeah. You know, like, it's
There's also the Castlevania show, which
which
watched.
I heard is good.
Me too.
And I heard there's
two seasons
of it. Is it animated or is it?
I don't think so.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Metroid, maybe.
Death Stranding TV show.
Oh yeah. It's a Strand game.
Yeah. Fallout TV show?
Yeah, maybe. It's the same vein as, like, BioShock, I think.
Yeah, Tetris 99 TV show.
Tetris 99.
Control, Apex, Sekiro TV show?
Yeah.
Outer Wilds. Dude, how unbelievable is it that Sekiro won Game of the Year still?
Oh, it's so great. Like, it's so deserving. But, I mean, Doom Eternal probably would have won if it came out.
Doom TV show.
That'd be cool, too.
That'd be fucking awesome,
that'd be cool.
Actually. Yeah. Be, like, crazy.
Yeah. See the Dooms. The Doom Slayer is like a god. Like, you play as, like a fucking animal. Yep. And he just does what he wants whenever he wants.
I feel like Doom Slayer is like when Kratos is mad.
Yeah.
All the time.
Like in the first three God of War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just, like, destroys
anything.
He's got
the Blades of Chaos. He's just, like, fucking ripping through shit.
Yeah.
Man, God of War. God of War is such a good game.
It is. Yeah. So is Spider-Man. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy.
We're going to get sequels.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm so happy that I bought, like, a PS3. Back then,
I convinced you to buy it.
I know.
I remember the day. I remember what I said to you to get you to buy it.
What'd you say?
I said, because at the time we were in college and you were, like, doing the graphic stuff to maybe get into video games. And I said, you should get one because if it's going to be your, like, profession, you need to know, like, all spectrums.
Yeah.
And then we got in the car and went and bought PS3s.
Yes, we did. And then I bought The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And then that's when my expectations of games got raised.
Yeah.
Like after,
but then we didn't buy PS4s till later in the cycle. Like yeah. The Pro was and the Slim were already out.
And to be honest, like PS3 was a disappointment for me. Other than The Last of Us,
I mean, I got it for like I played Sly 4. I played Infamous 2 was fun. The Last of Us, those are probably the only I replayed all the Sly Cooper games because I'm a big Slana fan of Sly Cooper, and they made the collection, so I just replayed all of them. Played 4, played Infamous 2, and played The Last of Us. That might be the only PS3 games I played.
Yeah.
That might be it. I think I had Ratchet and Clank, like the remake, too.
I had PlayStation All-Stars and...
Yeah, but that game was like
Killzone
a flop. I had Killzone 2, too, but we didn't really play it. Why did we even buy PS4s? I think, like...
Horizon.
Was that it?
Yep, that was the reason.
It's like, I think we said if Last of Us 2 is going to come out, we're going to get one anyway, so let's just buy them.
Yep, it was for Horizon.
And then Horizon, and then God of War came out, and then Spider-Man, like...
And then Last of Us Remaster was on there, and then Bloodborne was on there.
Oh, yeah, but I...
What a ridiculous lineup,
and
dude.
I'm playing Sekiro on it, even though that's multi-platform.
Yeah.
But I never played... I'm actually watching a Let's Play of Bloodborne from a YouTuber that I watch. And when I beat Sekiro, I might like
it,
after
dude, it
after
is
I beat,
great.
You didn't beat it though either.
I'm only two bosses away.
You should just go
like
beat
that.
It, dude.
I can't.
Why?
I'm not in the mindset. Oh, it's gonna destroy me, all right? I don't remember the buttons.
He goes, I can't.
Yeah, but it's a very good game.
What
though.
If they said Fantastic Bloodborne 2 game. PS5 launch?
Oh, I would try to beat Bloodborne 1. I would get Bloodborne are you saying if I buy a PS5 for Bloodborne 2? No.
Well, that wasn't the original question, but yes, we got there. But so Bloodborne 2, but I'd assume you would play it eventually when you got a PS5.
Oh yeah, I would.
But you wouldn't buy it at launch.
Correct.
So what's
I would. Are you saying
if they said Bloodborne 2 is coming out launch day with PS5, would you get a PS5?
No.
So what games would you get a PS5 for?
God of War 2.
That's it.
And The Last of Us 3.
Well, that's
3.
coming out on 4.
I know. If The Last of Us Part 2 is coming out, I would get
it. So God of War 2 will get you to buy a PS5, and then you would play like Bloodborne 2 and then Horizon 2 and like Spider-Man 2. Like Spider-Man.
Maybe Horizon 2 would get me.
Would Spider-Man 2 get you to do it?
No.
It would get me to do it.
Okay, so there's certain games that would get me to buy it at full price. God of War 2 and the next Last of Us installment. There are other games that would make me really want a PS5, and I would figure out stuff to trade in that I could buy the PS5.
I think I would trade in my PS4 to get a PS5.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess because the PS4 games
are supposed to be back
to work, yeah.
But I think Spider-Man 2 and God of War 2 would get me to buy it. And then I'd just play Horizon 2.
What if The Last of Us Part 2 was coming out only for PS5?
Oh, then I'd get it.
Okay.
Hands down.
All right.
No questions asked.
What about Sekiro 2?
That's multi-platform. Or Sekiro is multi-platform.
Okay, Jesus. What about PSVR 2?
I don't have PSVR.
Which is rumored for the PlayStation event in February.
Oh.
Apparently, it leaked, actually.
Really?
It's supposed to be announced, yeah. What about like Sly Cooper 5?
I don't think that'll happen. I think Sly Cooper might be done.
I'm just saying, what if it did happen?
Then yeah, I probably would.
You would?
I'd love those games.
Yeah.
But again, like it's been, oh man, it's been maybe 10 years since, like when did Sly 4 come out?
Hey man, you know, games come back.
I know. I mean,
Resident Evil
7
came out, you know, what was it? 5 years after.
That's true.
Six?
I mean, you're right. You're not wrong.
You know, Patapon 2, you know.
I mean, that
back.
that was remastered, but.
Still?
Sly Cooper 4 came out in 2013.
Yeah.
Thieves in Time.
All it takes is Greg Miller to mention the game.
They left it at such a big cliffhanger, too. Like, I wish they'd bring that game back.
Well, you listen to the podcast with the guy.
Yeah,
who's part of
Sanzaru or whatever.
Yeah, and he was saying that like He would love to do it.
Like, they have their ideas, but I guess it's Sony.
Yeah.
Because they own the IP.
Yeah. I honestly think Sly Cooper will come back.
I hope so.
I feel like it was a notable franchise for Sony.
I mean, enough. He got four games, yeah. You know?
So, I think. And plus, he was in PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, he got three games on PS2 and then one on PS3.
Yeah. I just don't know who would make it.
Making Knack. Make fucking Sly.
Knack, baby. Yeah, but no, I think Sony is amazing.
I mean, we've said this before. Microsoft has done nothing to get me to buy their next box. Like, all their exclusives are going to come to PC. I'm going to play them there and buy a PS5. So I'm going to have a Switch, PS5, and my PC, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't know if you listened to the latest Kind of Funny episode, but I think it was the latest one. They go over the financials, I think, from Microsoft. They reported on it recently. They basically said that console sales were down because, like, the Switch passed the Xbox One in total sales or something like that, including the Switch Lite.
Yeah.
And the, like, console sales, I think, were down year over year for Microsoft. But, like,
it's because every year they're putting more of their games on, like, PC.
But service sales, like, for, like, Game Pass, more than doubled, I think they said.
Oh, okay.
For, like, Game Pass subscribers and, like, monthly active users was up year over year.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what they're focusing on now is, like,
maybe they just stop making
hardware. They just want people to play their games. They don't care where they play them. So, and hopefully, like, these, you know, developer acquisitions they've had come out with great games. See, but it's just interesting, you know, like, because Nintendo and Sony are like exclusives, like, and then Microsoft
Nintendo's just, they don't care, they don't care about like people know they're gonna, they know people are gonna play their exclusives, and the Switch just became this really awesome thing to play indies on, like, because you can take it anywhere, like, and PlayStation's got these bangers, so
And that was one thing actually I was thinking about today, for Nintendo, is that they used to have home console and mobile console, you know, like 3DS, Wii, or whatever.
Game Boy, and SNES.
Yeah, and now it's like they've combined both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they found, like, it's a risk combining both of those because you don't know if whatever that thing is going to work. And now they found that that works.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, I think like the Wii U was technically, it was like the Switch beta.
Yeah.
Like that gamepad thing that everybody hated. Like, nobody liked the Wii U. People liked the Wii. Nobody liked the Wii U. And it sucks because the Wii U had good games and they're all getting ported to Switch. But, like Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze is considered one of the best platforms, like, platformers of recent years. And nobody played it. But now it's on the Switch, so people play it.
I think the Switch, they were saying, has, like, 54 million total sales, something like that, 52 million. And the Wii U had, like, 14 million.
Yeah, I mean, I bought a Wii U for Mario Kart
8. Yeah, I bought a used Wii U.
Yeah.
But
honestly, like... Yeah. I got Mario Kart 8, Smash, Hyrule Warriors, which wasn't, I'm not going to say it's a bad game, but it wasn't really what I wanted. I had Wind Waker Remake, which I wound up trading in.
For Wii U?
Yeah, and...
Skyward Sword? You get Skyward Sword?
No, that's a Wii game.
It's also, oh yeah, it is a Wii
game. There was no straight up... Zelda on the Wii U.
Yeah.
That's
where they went wrong.
Breath of the Wild came out on it later, but it wasn't...
Came out when the Switch came out.
Yeah. And same thing. Like, it was the same thing Twilight Princess was with GameCube and the Wii.
Yeah.
But then Wii got its Zelda with Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
And then the Wii U didn't get any Zelda, straight up. They got a Smash, but I think every console has gotten a Smash.
Yep.
Like, Smash Brothers original was on 64, then... Melee's on GameCube. Brawl?
Brawl's on Wii.
Wii. Smash Brothers Wii U was on Wii U. And then...
Ultimate
was on Switch. Like, I played a lot of Smash Wii U. Like, I played a ton of that game.
Yeah.
That was the first game Sonic was in, I think. Unless he was in Brawl. He might have been in Brawl.
I think he was in Brawl. But I think, like, it's very impressive that the Switch has, you know, because sometimes, like, a Smash Brothers game, like, doesn't feel as good as, like, the older ones. But, like, the Switch is, hit it out of the park this with, like, almost all of their franchises.
This Smash Brothers feels so good. I really want to play more of it.
Yeah.
But even, like, Breath of the Wild, Mario Kart. I mean, the Switch technically doesn't have a Mario Kart game.
I know. It's a remake.
So, we'll see, you know, if they make Mario Kart.
I mean,
9.
Half of their good IPs are remakes, like Donkey Kong, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
They brought Captain Toad back.
Captain Toad, baby.
I know there's probably a couple I'm missing, but
well, they have, like, Super Mario Odyssey. Like, they don't have all remakes.
Oh, no. Yeah, I realize when I was saying it, there's more, but.
But honestly, like, the Switch is one of those consoles where it's like people are going to welcome remakes because it's like, oh, now I can take this on
play,
the...
And they didn't play them.
And now I can take Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, like...
Anywhere.
Yeah. Like, that's just, like, a bonus.
I mean, they fucking made that Zelda remake that's great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I need to beat.
Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
Great one. Yeah. So good. I actually beat a Zelda game.
Good.
But, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. What was it, though? What were we just talking about? Switch.
I wasn't going to buy an Xbox because I could play on PC. PlayStation has bangers.
I remember the day I got the Switch because I ordered it, I think, on Amazon and got it the day
of. So do I. I was like, is this thing going to come? Like, where is it?
And I worked from home that day. And I was talking with my buddy, Andre. Shout out to Andre, who also got a Switch that day. And I was just talking to him all day because all I did, I brought the Switch up to my bed and I just played Zelda
all
for like
day.
8 hours.
Yeah.
And I was this is the greatest thing I've ever like experienced from Nintendo.
I remember
it's amazing.
My mom had like a surprise party or whatever for her birthday and we were playing Switch like earlier that day. And then we went to the Gears thing like maybe that weekend or the weekend after in the tournament. And we were just playing Switch, watching it.
Yeah.
Like on your TV. Yeah. It was a good time. Good time.
Switch is so good, man.
I know.
Like, unbelievable.
I might, if they make a pro version, I might consider it and see what the price point is.
Yeah. I'd see how much my current Switch could be traded in for.
Yeah.
Before I did that. Yeah. But I was hoping they would come out with a pro version kind of sooner.
I know. They did the Lite instead.
We'll see. Maybe around E3 time they'll announce something.
I think this year they're going to at least announce one. You can get the extra battery life one.
Yeah.
But I just didn't.
Honestly, I feel like that's not what people care about more. They want.
If it's just bigger. I mean, my battery life on my Switch is not that great, but.
Yeah. But maybe this is like a way for them, because if they end up upgrading the screen and resolution and stuff, that's going to end up using more battery. So maybe this is a way for them to be like, oh, we can actually fit a bigger battery.
Right,
in there.
Right. Yeah.
And then now we'll do like, you know, better resolution and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But I think that's going to wrap up the podcast here, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. As always, follow us on twitter.com/nookshots and check out our website, nookshots.com. Support us on Patreon. Bags. It's great. Also, if you're going to PAX East,
we'll be there.
We'll be there. So check out the Nookshots Twitter and we can tweet out where we're going to be. If you ever want to meet up and hang out. And
check
say,
out the Just Because podcast.
Yeah, also check out the Just Because podcast. We just recorded an episode of that. Our latest one talks about Pop Charts, which is a Pop-Tart rating show that we're going to be coming out with. So definitely check it out. And Bags, thank you so much coming on the show again. We appreciate it.
You. Yeah, no
You'll get
problem.
Your check in the mail for the next 7 days, business
nice.
Days. And
nice.
Yeah. All right. Take it easy, everybody.
Yeah. Peace out.